The Yom Rav Yehuda Mashmuel Leshon, when was that learned? And the Tezvav L'Tfilosa. Only 15 days means after she went to the mikvah. Shehem, which is really Chav Beis L'Riyosa, really it's the 22nd day from the last time she saw a period. So that after the Yemei Ziva. Therefore she was Kavei Avest. And now the Shinsa she changed L'Yom Chav Zayin. When she switched now to the 20th day, really means the 27th day from last time she saw Renita. And so, V'chihadri V'osi, when we come to be afraid now again for the 15th day, V'chihadri V'osi Esam V'tarati Kaimelo V'tarach Yimei Zivosa. Really, if we be afraid now for 15 days later, it's come out in the middle of Yimei Zivosa. And still it says in the Mishnah, Zeh V'zeh Asurim, both of them are also. Is Alma, what do we say? The Chashinua, we are afraid. So how the minhag was like this. So what happened this month was, instead of seeing the 15th day, she did not see them, but she saw the 20th day. So it says the next period now, she has to still be afraid for the 15th day, and for the 20th day. Now the Havim Minor is, when do we start counting? Not from the 20th day that she saw right now, but we start counting from the 15th day that she was supposed to see. See if you can start counting from the 15th day that she was supposed to see, then it comes out the next time Yechoshia for that Veset of Yom Chof comes out Yemei Zivosa. So a problem we see that if you do see Yemei Zivosa, you have to be afraid for it. At least one time you have to be afraid for it. So you see Yuach HaShinim. So Mara says, no, there's no Raya. The Mara says, I'll tell you, Omele Rapun, the brethren of Yeshua, the Rav Papa, Mimai, who told you that? That again, when she skipped the 20th day, the next time you start counting from the 15th day that she should have seen. Who told you that? That you have to count another 22 days, we don't start counting from the 15th day that she was supposed to see, but we start counting from the 20th day that she did see. That's the pshat. Even the 22 days that you count is from the last time that she saw. The last time she saw, the 20th day really means the 27th day from the period. So that's the way you start counting from. Not the day she was supposed to see, but the day she actually saw. If so, then it comes out good. When you start counting again, in another 22 days, it only comes out in the middle, you may do so. That's why we're afraid for a vested even Sheni Kavua. But it could be if she sees during the May Ziva, even one time, it would not be a question. She don't have to be afraid, it's not a vested at all. And the Mora says, really, I'll tell you, the whole Chinam and Mestav, this is also like this. Why? Because Dila came out of that Mestav like this. I was thinking another proof also. What's going to be Haitana Gota, this hen? The Ram Yer, how she lays eggs is like this. The Ram Yer Yoimam, usually one day she lays an egg. The Kav Shiyom, the next day she takes off, no eggs. The Ram Yer Yoimam, the third day she usually lays an egg. The Kav Shiyom, the fourth day she takes no egg. And then what happens all of a sudden now, the Kovsha Tre Yomei, instead of seeing the fifth day, she took off the 50 also she did not see. And then V'ron Yechad Yom, and then she does see the sixth day now she saw. And so what are you going to tell me now? That the Hadre Nocta Klekamei Nocta, when you say she goes back to regular fact now, the same, to miss a day, and yes, no, yes, do you say she goes back to original one? In other words, now she saw 2 days in a row. So do you say now the next day is going to be there that she's not going to see? Or do you say now, go back to the way she saw right now? So it says, Ki Hodra Nakta, when she goes back to her schedule again, Kla Kamei Nakta, did she go back to schedule now? Because now what happened was the fourth and fifth day she skipped. So the sixth day she sees. So do we say now the seventh day she's going to see also? Or do you say, no, go back to the original way, the way she's supposed to, that she's supposed to skip this day? Or you can recover that day. And just say, no, go back to the original way, one yes, one no, one yes, one no. Is our koch, even the sword to say, that even though she skipped 2 days, okay, she skipped a day. But now the next day, we can say she is going to see. And the following day, no, the following day, yes. So how do we go? We continue on from the way she sees right now. And we don't go bust to say the way she should have seen. So the same story here by Nidra also, that even though one period she skipped now to the 20th day, we don't start counting now what would have been if she would have saw the 15th, but we continue onwards now. From the way she saw now the 20th, it's like another 22 days, another 20 days from this day now. And so, the vest comes out during the Yemei Nidus, which is Kaveya vest, and not during the Yemei Zivosa. So you have no proof that it will be by Yemei Zivosa. Omele, the Pope is like this. Eloho the Yomer Ashloka. That's what Ashloka said. That Isha Kaivas Loveses Petach Yemei Zivosa. An Isha could be Kaveya vest during the days of Zivonis, during these 11 days. But he says, Loshin Vien Isha Kaivas Loves Petach Yemei Nidusa. But Anisha cannot be Kaveya vest during the day she could become an Ida. We'll soon see what that means. Of course, that's just the opposite of what we're saying. And Rabbi Yechlin says, though, that Isha Kaivas Lovestas Petoki Meni Dosa. No, Anisha could be Kaveya vest during the Meni Dosa. His Hechadam, what's the case talking about? Love isn't talking about Kagoin the Chazoi Resh Yachar. Isha saw on Rosh Chodesh her period. V'chamisha b'yachar. Then she saw 5 days later again. And then the next month again Resh Yachar. She saw on Rosh Chodesh. V'chamisha b'yachar. And the fifth day of the Chodesh she saw again. V'hash to the third month Chazoi v'chamisha b'yachar. U'resh Yachar le'chazoi. The third month she did not see on Rosh Chodesh. She only saw on the fifth day of the month. That's the Shali she Kaveya Vesna Kavua for the fifth day of the month. Well, Kami, you're telling me now, Isha Kavas La Vesna Zbatach Yemeni Dusa, yes. Even though the first 2 times she saw on the fifth day of the month, it was the middle of Yemeni Dus. Because she already saw Rosh Chodesh, she was a Nida ready. But so what? Since now the last 3 months she saw on the fifth day of the Chodesh, she's Kaveya Vesna for the fifth day of the Chodesh. Alma, what do we see? That we start counting from Rosh Chodesh. We counted that the first 2 months is the period started on Rosh Chodesh, and then she goes what to the fifth. So also we start counting from Rosh Chodesh. We see that you continue onwards, and that the way she was supposed to see. Omlai said back to him, Loi, that's not the pshat over here. So how many words you see? According to Rosh Chodesh, she's not going to have a vest. Why? Because it's called Yemei Nidus. She saw the last 2 times during Yemei Nidus. So how many is even this third time also we consider like she's seeing in the middle of Yemei Nidus? Meaning to say this third month, even though she didn't see in Rosh Chodesh, but we consider as if she saw in Rosh Chodesh. And that's why according to Rosh Lakish she's not being Kaveya Vest, because it's called Aria during Yemei Nidus. So we see even though she didn't really see in Rosh Chodesh, we consider as if she did see. So not like we were saying before. So Mar says, no, Amalei, Hochiyam, this is what Rabbi Yechon meant to say. The case is like this: Kagoyin de Chazoi Reshiyarcha. She saw on Rosh Chodesh. For Reshiyarcha, then she saw again on Rosh Chodesh. And then what happened was, the Yestum Mechamisha on the second month, she saw again the 25th day of the Chodesh. For Reshiyarcha, then on the beginning of the third month, again she saw on Rosh Chodesh. So this is the case that she saw 3 times on Rosh Chodesh. So their meaning we say here that the May Yisrehu Yistustabo. There's extra dam that came out, and as we say, really, she's Kaveya Vest for Rosh Chodesh. I, this last month, after she saw the 25th day of the month, so Pshat, that's like extra dam. That's not really a dam that's supposed to come, it's only extra dam. But really, we say what? The Ika Vest, it is on Rosh Chodesh, and therefore she's being Kaveya Vest for Rosh Chodesh. The chain, the same thing to Yosef Rabbi Mechonachusi, Yamon, if it come down from the Yam, Amru, Karafuna, Brevim, Shur. They also sound like this. Now, that's the case we're talking about. Like Rashi says, going to Chazoi, Trezim, the Bresh Yarcho, Pam, Shlish, the Chofei, Ovis, Rosh Chodesh, Debele, Hach, Rias, Besraisom, She Shlish, the Rias, Rosh Chodesh, Turkey, Benidusa, Mamish, She need the Miyam Chofei, Shema, the Kohle, Turkey, Benidusa, Tonido, the Chitzi, the 25th day of the month, so really on Rosh Chodesh, she's a Nida. The time of my heavy kriyas, why should be king of this here? Urcha b'hochish, and iftach meinu, mishum yom ha'ach ri, the Rosh Chodesh, riyosa vestasi. We say, really the Rosh Chodesh is the vest. I doubt that you saw a little bit before, that's only dom yisayin at tusav bo. So that's the pshat over here. The kids, it could be known, that whenever she, even though she's supposed to see, if she did not see that day, we never include that day. That day is out of the picture. We always only count from the last time she saw a dom, that's malochem. Whatever you convey your vest, it's only from the last time she did see. And from that point onwards, we'll chesh it for a vest. You have in a lechah b'nei skusim. Yeah?